Okay, my name is Fred Hearns. I grew up in Tampa, and in the 1950s and 1960s, as I was growing up attending local public schools, because Tampa was a segregated city, we were restricted as to the areas we could frequent. And so, for example, there was one movie theater that I recall during the late 1950s and early 1960s that African Americans in Tampa could attend. That was the Lincoln Theater on Central Avenue. Prior to that, there had been the Central Theater, which was also located on Central Avenue. That's my connection to Central Avenue. And in addition to that, my family attended Allen Temple African Methodist Episcopal Church, which is just one block east of Central Avenue on Scott Street. And I can remember after every football game, there was always a dance right off Central Avenue at Central Park Village, the public housing area, auditorium. And, of course, the restaurants, the one photography studio, MacArthur's studio. I was a little too young to go to the nightclubs, but I remember the nightclubs, the Little Savoy, the Apollo Theater, the Cotton Club, and the Pyramid Lounge. These were places that, you know, older adults were able to go. I was a teenager in the 60s. But Central Avenue was your connection to education. You were exposed to people who, African-American people who own their own businesses. There were over 100 businesses on Central Avenue at any one given time. Most of those were owned by African-Americans. So you were exposed to entrepreneurs. Would you believe that sometimes an entire week would go by, I would not see a white face? If you can believe that, in the 1960s, I lived in East Tampa, an all-black neighborhood, and if I only went from home to school and back home, because there were no white teachers at my high school until my junior year, just thinking the other day how growing up in a segregated society, because we knew that we had to take care of each other, we were pretty much well taken care of by everybody on our street. You know, our extended family, I mean, the teachers lived in our community. We went to the same churches. We had to fight and scrape for every inch of progress that we made. And it made you appreciate things, I think, a lot more than perhaps some of our kids do today.